Our psalm for this evening is Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all cry glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. This is the word of the Lord. So clearly the focus of this psalm is the voice of the Lord. And it's interesting because I don't know that we talk about that as often as we talk about, for instance, the word of the Lord or the spirit of the Lord or those other types of things, or the angel of the Lord as well, too, right? But it is interesting because the voice of the Lord shows up fairly frequently. For instance, in our readings that we had on Sunday, right, we had creation. Creation where God spoke and things came into being. And of course, with God speaking, his voice would be there. Or we could talk about the baptism of Jesus. Another place where the voice of the Lord shows up. That voice coming down from heaven, the Father coming down from heaven, and declaring his Son to be his beloved Son, and also to declare his pleasure with his Son. The voice of the Lord is incredibly important, and maybe one of the reasons that we don't talk about it as much as we kind of talk about some of the other aspects is that the voice of the Lord is often associated with his power. And I think that this psalm does a great job of showing that. This psalm, while being about the voice of the Lord, is sort of secondarily about the power of the Lord, the power of God. This is what the psalm calls us to do in those first few verses there. Ascribe to the Lord, and the word ascribe is like the idea that you write to the Lord, right? So you credit to the Lord, maybe another way you can say it. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory that's due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. These are powerful words, and the voice of the Lord is there to remind us of his power. To remind us of the fact that when God speaks, when the God of glory thunders, that he is powerful. That things quake in the presence of the voice of the Lord. It's full of his majesty. It breaks the cedars, which are the trees. It causes the animals to run. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. Maybe one of the reasons that we don't talk about the voice of the Lord is that it scares us. It scares us that we have a God who can literally speak and things just happen. Generally speaking, when he does this, he speaks and he creates things. But there's nothing stopping him from speaking and destroying things, which he does on occasion. Whether you want to talk about Sodom and Gomorrah or the flood, God does destroy when the need calls for it. And so we ought to be slightly afraid of God in this way. that he is powerful. This is perhaps one of the most frustrating things that I run across kind of local, well, not locally, but in today's time period, which is that people have a tendency to make our God and to make Jesus especially be sort of like this lovey-dovey hippie. That he's all about love and that he just wants everyone to get along and he's super tolerant, right? To use one of the kind of buzzwords. But that's not our God. Our God is the God who spoke, "Let there be light," and there was light. Our God is the one whose voice flashes forth with flames of fire, whose voice shakes the wilderness. Our God is the God who sits enthroned over the flood, enthroned as king forever. But here's the true glory of our God. Because what does the voice of our God say about us? It actually says basically the same thing that he said to Jesus. "You are my beloved Son, and with you I am well pleased." The voice of the Lord, the voice that created light, is the voice that declared us to be righteous and forgiven. Our God is incredibly powerful, and that is worth fearing. But our God, while being incredibly powerful, uses that power for our good. He uses that power to ensure that we are saved. This is the God we worship. This is the God that we praise. The God who could wipe us out by speaking, but who chooses to love us anyways. The God who could have just pushed the reset button on creation, but instead chose to allow himself to be hung on a cross, and with his final words said, "It is finished. Our salvation is finished." This is the voice of the Lord. Now may the peace which passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.